it's good to create it. Artificial intelligence.
Okay. Let's start Perek Aleph in Anaf Beis. Let's try and understand something about Yesurim. Okay. Kufi shenichtov le'il shleishas ha'avois, Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov, not over here, shishu bonoi, kol echad lefi b'chinosoi. As you mentioned above, and we've spoken about this many times, the avois, avois. You have to know there were only three avois, and the word avois means something mod miyuchad. We have to talk about that sometime. What's an av? After Yaakov, there was no more musag of avois. They planted and rooted in us, each one according to his uniqueness, cheches miyuchadit, unique talents, powers, energies. Kashe onu boim lasik, the besugyas hayesurim, when we come to try and understand, deal with, work through the sugyas of yesurim, Ein sofer ki koyach amide b'yisurim niten lani b'yerusha m'yitzchak kavinu avasholok. There's no doubt, I have doubts, but he says there's no doubt, I'll tell you why I mean later, that the koyach we have to withstand yisurim we inherited from Yitzchak avinu avasholok. That doesn't mean that Avram didn't have yisurim, it doesn't mean that Yaakov didn't have yisurim. They all had yisurim. But somehow, we'll see here, we'll talk about Yaakov as well, but the Ika Avoideya in Yisurim is an understanding of Yitzchok. Up to now, we were dealing with Avram, right? But we need to take something from Yitzchok as well in order to go forward, in order to get to Yaakov, to get to Yisrael. You have to go through Avram and Yitzchok. Yisurim b'mosam hay mesiras nefesh. Shay mali katala kula mali katala palga. Yesurim, if you go to the core, if you scratch and you go to the essence of what Yesurim is, it's about Mesiras Nefesh, which raises the question, what's Mesiras Nefesh? You want to understand Yesurim, so I'll move the goalpost and we call it Mesiras Nefesh. Now you know what Yesurim is? No, because we don't want Mesiras Nefesh. But it's based on the famous Gemara, I'll translate it into Hebrew and then into English, Mali Harigas Kula, Mali Harigas Miktsoso. What difference does it make if it's a full killing or a little killing? Suffering is a little death. That needs to be understood, but that's the Gemara. Mali katala kula, mali katala palga. What difference is there between a total destruction and a little destruction? There's a destruction there.
Never said that,
Chas v'chalila. You said Yisurim, the essence of Yisurim is Mitzirus Nefesh. Mitzirus Nefesh is giving up your life.
Yeah.
There's more to Mitzirus Nefesh. We have to see what it is. But Pashtos, Chitri, Muskal Rish, Mitzirus Nefesh, someone who was Mitzirus Nefesh, he gave up his life, the Kiddush Hashem. They said, kiss the cross, who will kill you. He was Mitzirus Nefesh, and he took the bullet. Well, then kiss the cross. That's how we understand Mitzirus Nefesh, no? We'll see. No, there's a lot to say about it. I'm just saying the normal, the first thing you have a Mesiras Nefesh, you think of, we'll see what Mesiras Nefesh means to transfer the soul. We'll see. Okay. Yeah, there's much more. I said, you have to understand what that is. I'm just talking very superficially now. That means, Mesiras Nefesh means I gave up my life. Mesiras Nefesh means I gave up some pleasure that I like, but it's painful. Not eating ice cream because the doctor told me it's not good for me and I'm addicted to ice cream. Then you saw it. Yeah, but you can't compare that to, of course you can't compare it, but what's the difference if it's a big death or a little death? The essence, the principle remains the same. That's all we say. Le'itim, ha'yisurim gavuim b'medrochosim misa. Sometimes yisurim is even worse, is a higher level than death. B'chein u'bil gemara, sechtach s'ksuma stuff, lamed gimel. Ilman on nigvo. Im hayu malkinu miyasri, the Chananya, Mishael v'Azaria, avopal chalitzalma. They would have stood the nisoy. Ein Sham. Oh, they wouldn't have stood the Nisoyin. Sorry. Ein Sham. Rishoinim the Yisurim Shain Lem Kitz Begrui Maimi Misa. The Diana Mishlo Vazora, the guy that loves us, Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, so the Gemara tells you, if they would have tortured them and whipped them endlessly, they wouldn't have stood the test. You know why? Because ongoing suffering, even mild suffering that doesn't even end, is much worse than giving up your life once. You give up your life once, you die of Kiddush Hashem, is much easier than living your life for 30, 40, 50 years with suffering. It's easier just to die. That's why people very often in those moments of extreme, extreme suffering when they don't see a way out, they want to die. They wish they would die. We're speaking strongly of where we know that. So let's see where Yitzhak fits into all of this. Yitzhak Avinu Moser is Nafshe, Lemisa B'maisa Keda. Yitzhak gave over his life to die. He transplanted himself to a place where he was prepared to give up his life there at the Akedah. And he planted in us this ability that we have to give up our lives besimcha als kedushas Hashem. In order to clarify and understand this properly, we have to go and dig deep into the whole sugya of the Akedah to understand the depths of that Maisa and to see where it is that there's something for us to learn and apply to us in our generation. You always have to do that in Torah, no? You always have to take the Torah, you have to dig deep and find out, where does it touch me? Where's the relevance to my life? Kashanu mukofim b'sevel b'yusurim. We surrounded and drowning in suffering. Before we do that, we have to have a bit of a hakdama here. Nisoyin Akedah, Nisoyin Achron shel Avram Avinu. The Maisa, the Nisoyin of the Akedah, wasn't a Nisoyin for Yitzchak. I mean, it was, but it wasn't attributed. This is called the Nisoyin of Avram. It's called the Akedah Yitzchak, which is interesting, yeah? Aval it really was Avram's Nisoyin. Was the last of Avram's Nisoinus, and it was the Tereen we still yet today. But Nisoin say, Agiel Arim Dagoso, Ache Shamomolo, Ate Yadati Kihire Lo Kimoto. Now I know. The first 9 tests, go through them, not so posh, but he went through. But the first 9 tests, I don't know yet that you hear and look him. Now I know. The Dagzu Avram Vinu Loya Gierbe Yomechat. And he didn't get there in one day. He didn't get woken up in the morning and say, take Yitzchak and kill your son. And there he was, boom. Ata yadati. Kad maladaga zoom a sechtas chai maruchas shelamide b'nishoynus. This is the pinnacle of a long, long journey, a long, long life. One chapter after another chapter of withstanding nishoynus. Kashavram hikias boire. Uhikias ha'emes shebemetzias Hashem ve'es ha'sheker sheboidus elilim. That's a whole story on its own, what he just said here. That's niflo. Avram Avinu, when he recognized his boire, when he discovered him, he discovered the truth in the metzias of Hashem, and at the same time, the sheker in everything else that was out there. Yitzhak never had to do that. Yitzhak never had to discover, get rid of the sheker. Yitzhak was born into a world where he knew the truth. Talis all that stood at Hasinai, I didn't have to get rid of any sheker. They knew this was the truth. They saw it with their eyes. As opposed to Yisroel. Yisroel had a lot to teach Klal Yisroel. It's another subject. I'll tell you, there's 2 nakudas here. There's the discovering the truth and at the same time, knowing what's not truth. Avram was already ready to give up his life for that MS. He went into the Kivshanesh. That's where we got the power to give up our lives from, not from Yitzchak. He's telling me it's from Yitzchak. Hey, where did Yitzchak get it from? Well, from Avram. Where do we get it from? From Avram. What's he talking about Yitzchak? You have to understand. Vamna mayotze chutz neged aviv terach oivad elilim v'neged malko nimroit asher zorokos in the kivshom eish v'moses namshu bivad shelo yichpo be'emunosek. he went against his father. His father schlepped him off to Nimrod. Nimrod was a major league player. The sheresh of all evil in the world was Nimrod. And Avraham Avinu encountered him, they had a long debate. The Midrash brings down the whole story there. And eventually Avraham Avinu was prepared to give up his life. They threw him into the Kibshon Esh. He knew he was coming out. Avraham said, oh, well, I'll go to the Kibshon Esh and I'll, you know, we'll make a miracle. He thought he was going in there and that was it. So that's where we got this power from. So I don't know why I have to go to Yitzhak for it. Shnei tafkidim not Avraham Avinu is atzmoy, l'acher shegila semes. We have to take a journey here to get a little bit of where. Not from Yitzchak, not from Yitzchak. He wasn't commanded. He never heard the command. His mother just said, come with me. We're going on a teal. Where are we going? Oh, we're going to mountain climbing. You'll see. It'll be nice. What's the knife? You know, we're going to make a barbecue when we get there. Yeah. Oh, well, it wasn't a command to Yitzchak. In fact, the very thing we remember about the Akedah has nothing to do with the tzivoy. Avram shechting the ram and Yitzchak being achad weren't commands. Those were voluntary acts. The whole schus of the Akedah, Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar, we remember the Akedah, we call it Akedah's Yitzchak, had nothing to do with the tzivoy bichlal. No one commanded Yitzchak to ask his father to tie him up, and no one asked Avram to shech the ram. Interesting observation, huh? That we'll talk about also. Yeah, it's all connected. Okay. Avraham Avinu took upon himself two jobs, two tafkidim. Tafkid originally, Kris Bris Ave Mashem. The first thing he did was he went and he entered into a bris of love, a covenant of love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu atzmoy ki yochid yashlim v'yitoken es ha-shepogam v'kalkil adam arishin b'cheto. He personally was going to fix up and be mashlim, that which Adam Arishan had destroyed when he did his chet. He's giving back a Kodesh Baruch Hu what he lost by chet Adam Arishan, that unique human being that was here, supposed to be in the world doing whatever he was supposed to be doing. Abraham said, I'll be that person. I'll give you back Adam, Yechidi, the unique person. Adam Arishon Nivra Yechidi, he was created alone, and the world was created for him because there's no one else that could be created for. Today, you could make a mistake when you go into the Makolet and you take a packet of milk. You can make a mistake thinking that the milk's really not there for you because there's another 30 packets of milk in the Makolet. Adam Arishon couldn't make that mistake because there was no one else in the world. If there was a Makolet in the neighborhood block, it was only for him because nobody else used the Makolet. We get confused. We think the Makolet's for you and for you and for you. It's nonsense. Makolet's for me. That's why there's a Makolet in the street, because I need it. What about you? I don't know. The milk came to the Makolet dafka for me, for nobody else. But for Shagamara, I'm not making this up. There's an Arach Tov and Arach Ra. You know the whole story? Okay, so we have to understand that Gemara sometime as well. We spoke about it many times. Okay. Huh? 50, you keep in count? Yeah, you've got it. You become an Orech Toif.
Right.
You know that everything, no matter what, was for you.
That's right.
Good. Excellent. Not so posh. No, not at all. Not at all. Because narcissism stops with me. All of this here that we're talking about machives you to go fix up the world. That's the second tactic you'll see. Excellent. If you stop here, you're out. That's what happens. We stop here. We go to the window and we just suck everything into me like a vacuum cleaner. No, there's the second job. We said he got two tough kids. Let's see what he does with this that could become narcissistic. And let's see what he does with it. Anachinami. Bishvilim le'loila means I'm totally responsible for the world. Everything's up to me. Anyway, that's the first tough kid. Echad Avram. Abraham Avinu Nasa Kiviyachol Echad Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kach Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shah Sheyered Latzil Es Avraham Mikiv Shana Ish. What does the Gemara tell us when Avraham Avinu went down to save Avraham from the Kiv Shana Ish? What did he say? Ani Yochid Ba'olami. I am unique and one in my world. V'Avraham Yochid Ba'olami. And Hashem is Yochid in his world. Ro'i Le'Yochid La'Hatzil Es HaYochid. it's only fitting that the Yochid should go save the Yochid. And of course, we understand this Gemara not at all, but that's what the Gemara says. You have a few weeks, you have nothing else to do, go try to understand what that Gemara is about. Hashem, so to speak, is alone. There's no one talking about Hashem, thinking about Hashem, looking for Hashem. Avraham Avinu came into a world where everyone was Oyed Avodah Zorah, including Avraham Avinu. Everybody was Oyed Avodah Zorah. That means Hashem's alone. Nobody's interested in Hashem. Who cares about Hashem? Oh. On Wall Street, they're sitting around talking about Hashem. Oh, they're not really Hashem. They've really come to the party by then. There's no Hashem in the world. So Hashem is alone. Give me your fault. Avraham Avinu, Gamaya Amud, Amud Levadoi, Mulkol Oyvde Alim Sheboilam. When Avraham Avinu discovered the sheker of Avodah Zorah, and he discovered he was Makir as Boiro, he also stood completely alone in the world. Yeshuhu Levado Yechidi, who was the only person that had anything to say about Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yored Latzilo Mekiv Shana Esh, V'shneim Nikshoru Yachad Bebris Ahava, and they became bound up together in a covenant of love. That's the beginnings of the Jewish people. Bris Ahava. It's not a religion. A big mistake to look at Yiddishkeit as a religion. Nothing to do whatsoever with religion. Not even one molecule has anything to do with religion. Nothing, nothing. You got to look at all the religions of the world. Nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. This is a bris ava. Ein lanu soga kol shemayach chet shel Adam Rishon. We obviously don't understand terribly much about what Adam Rishon's chet was. We don't understand who Adam Rishon was. We don't know where he was living. We don't know anything. I mean, it's impossible to grasp how unbelievably transcendent and great he was. What it's Torah, and we have to learn what we can learn from it. Chazal teach us. We call inyan gavur ram v'niso es hamaskonos hanoiges lamu. We have to take whatever we can understand based on the revelations of Chazal to us, what's relevant to us from Avraham Avinu's chet. Adam Rishon's chet, sorry. Adam Rishon's chet. Mareches ateva hi mareches musuderes shaboiris bachside lokol anivroi. This system of nature, this natural world that we see around us, is a very well-ordered system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up for all his creatures. Marechezu murkeves mesibois umesuvovim. It's made up of causes and effects. That's what it looks like. They aren't causes and effects, but that's the way it looks. We understand obviously that everything in the Bria has to be there. Because if it didn't have to be there, why would Hashem create it? If you want to meditate on something interesting for a while, go and ask yourself if the world would look different if there was one grain of sand less in the world. Make any difference if there was one snowflake left in less in Montreal this winter? Make no difference? You're not Picoris. I don't know if it's big or small, but it has to make a difference. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. If it didn't need to be here for whatever the world needs, it wouldn't be here. Hashem doesn't make extra needs. It's because he forgot to stop. If it's there, there's a purpose. Everything has a purpose. We have no musag of way of how to understand that. The world would be lacking if there was one less leaf on a tree. Yes, it couldn't be. It had to be that way. That's poshut, no? You have to go think about that long and hard. A little poshut. But that's the way it is. It has to be. Your seichel tells you it has to be. Hashem didn't make unnecessary things. The system continues working and unfolding and doing whatever it's supposed to do, and it can't get out of it. There isn't an amoeba, a molecule, a galaxy, from the smallest thing to the biggest thing in the world that woke up one morning and said, Lobal, sorry, I need koyach today. No galaxy woke up and said, I don't want to be a galaxy anymore. I want to be a fish. Never happened. They do what they have to do because that's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the world. They are imperative. Nachon? Only us. Im nikach ledugmas balei chayim. Let's take an example, animals. Hem oichlim, shreisim, torim, verovim. They eat, drink, and reproduce. Ulam kola pola sayinu nasus etzla mitoi ha'echrach. They do it out of force. They don't sit there. You ever see a lion waking up in the morning and saying, I don't really feel like hunting today? Actually, they do. They send their wives out to do the hunting. They don't want to go back to sleep. But people come and say, you know what? Why do we have to chase animals? It's dangerous and it's hot. I'll start eating grass. But who has to eat meat? I want to become a vegetarian. Cruelty to animals, Boris. You ever seen that? Never. They do what they have to do because that's the way they were programmed. Feelings of hunger forces it to go after food. You've seen it. One animal grabs and catches another animal because he's hungry. The animal, the predator, doesn't have a choice not to attack, and the thing being attacked doesn't have a choice not to be attacked. So my rechaskura, that's the way the system was set up. It's a closed system. The whole world there is functioning out of cause and effect. His natural drives is what makes him do what he does. And that's every detail of the Bria functions like that. No proton woke up on that and said, I want to be a neutron. It's just things work the way they work. The only creature that can step out of the system, the crown of creation, Adam. He's the only creature that was given bechira. There's that word again. Which we also don't understand, but he has the ability to choose between good and bad. Yeah, we have to just chap a very important thing. Bechira doesn't mean sweet and sour. I prefer chocolate ice cream and he likes peppermint. That's not bechira. Zu eini bechira. Zu tzeida b'toich mareches ha'teva bilvad. That's something that's functioning in your natural makeup. Hashem made you with in a marechet where your chemical makeup, whatever, is made up that you like chocolate and he likes peppermint. The lo kashut bechira b'chlal. Hatchafativi lo'ayv matok mevis adam lichob matok. He has a natural tendency to like sweet, so he goes off to sweet. We'll see. We'll tell you what it isn't. I don't know. He'll tell us what it is. If you want to finish that sentence, you have to come back to me after you've learned all of this and you've been through the Tetzis book properly, at least four times.
Based on the book. That's hard.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Don't finish the sentence. Oh, so Bechira is just. Come back to me after you've been through. But get Rav Dessler, it's too hard of this. Take out Rav Tetzis book on Bechira. Get through even the first chapter and then come back, we'll talk. I've warned you, don't come talk to me about Bechira until you've done your own homework. They're all shy.
What he's saying here is that sweet and sour.
That's not Bechira. So what is it?
Sweet would be. You choosing one of them.
No, I'm choosing chocolate or ice cream. And I decided to have the chocolates. They're all Bechira.
You like chocolate and we both like them. You like
the chocolate fun, but there's no Bechira. There's no Bechira.
You're thinking different. You're not saying that. You're saying where you don't like
a lot of them. At that level, we're not much different from the animal. It's the natural system that's designed.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
What is this saying?
I mean, he's saying where you don't have a choice where you like chocolate and you don't like vanilla. So you're duck have to get the chocolate, obviously.
Right.
But where you have a choice of between you like chocolate and you also like vanilla. So over there you have a choice.
That's the same as that you like chocolate and not vanilla.
Why? Why is that? Your natural instinct is going to say, I'll take the chocolate.
Now it's in Tov Tov. Again, Ben Tov L'ra is Bechira. That's what we said up to now. The Rambam Shmoneh Prochim says that everywhere. The Rambam says that in the Yad as well. Bechira is Ben Tov L'ra. And I'll tell you another secret. You don't have Bechira in every decision between Tov L'ra either, because you have what's called an Akuris HaBechira. There's an area where you have any sign. For example, I go into the Makolet. I don't want to pick on the Makolet today. I'm going to the Makolet and I steal. Yeah? Or I go into the Makolet and I don't steal. That has anything to do with Bechira? Not necessarily. I went to the Makolet and I didn't steal. I used Bechira not to steal? No, there was no desire to steal. I never have a minute to steal, so I didn't steal. I'm not going to get rewarded for using the Bechira not to steal. There could be a guy who goes to the Makolet and steals, and he also has no Bechira. He's a kleptomaniac. Not that kleptomaniacs are problem. I'm not going into the law, just to give an example.
Rabbi
he has no choice. His genetic makeup, that's shtiot. I'm just using it as an example, as a marshal. Guy wakes up in the morning in the inner city slums or wherever it is, and he steals a car. He has Bechira? There's no Bechira. He may be a chayv. I'm not going into whether he's chayv, whether the goyim or the tzuba or the scholars of high goyim. And they don't kind of sound just simple. His Bechira maybe whether he kills the guy before he steals the car or not. I don't know. You have to know where you're in the kudus of Bechira. Not everybody's always exercising Bechira. But it's always about toiv vera. It's never about something that's parav or molchik.
Someone wakes up in the morning and chooses between two pairs of socks.
Nothing to the Bechira.
Why not?
Because that's not toiv vera. If there's a mitzvah in wearing white socks, it's Shabbos, and there's a big mitzvah to wear white socks on Shabbos, if there's such a thing, I don't know. Then, yeah, choosing to put on white socks, he has a big mitzvah, and he really wants to wear the black ones, but he knows wearing white socks is what makes his wife happy. So he puts on the white socks, even though he feels like a fool, but he does it because it makes his wife happy. So then, yeah, maybe there's Bechira, the Chayistish.
Rabbi Shai, can I ask a question?
That's not called Bechira, that's called choice. There's something else going on there. But there's a lot of Bechira. When we talk about Bechira Chofshis, we're talking about Toiv Vera. But let's see what he says first. Because Bechira Chofshis Hanu Shoyne L'chalotin Bo'esin Eval Adam. That is something very different from all these choices we're making. It has nothing to do with Bechira. That's something else, as we will explain. Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Because tomorrow we do learn, yeah, even though it may be some kind of a holiday for some people. But
what?
It's like Boimit tomorrow, so we learn. That's all celebration, no? The celebration.
Well, like Boimit.
Yeah, that's what I said. Why there's no schools and why there's this and that. You know why there's no schools? It's Boshut.
Because
all the Rebbeim are Hasidim. Hasidim got a Meron. That's what's supposed to for me.